This weekend in New Hampshire, Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for a primary, which comes Tuesday. They're using celebrities, stunts, and old-fashioned handshaking, but many voters remain undecided, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Members of the volunteer fire department in Auburn, New Hampshire, were up all night battling a fire in the nearby town of Chester. This morning, the sleepy firefighters hosted a pancake breakfast for retired General Wesley Clark. Voters pushed their way through the packed firehouse, holding plates of pancakes overhead. The general's wife, who was supposed to introduce him, was all but invisible in the crowd until someone found a box for Gert Clark to stand on.
Oh, I'll tell you, this is unbelievable. I've done many things over the last 2 weeks. I've been to South Carolina, I've been to New Mexico, and now I'm standing on a box in a fire department. Well, why not?
Wesley Clark devoted most of his firehouse remarks to what he called family values, a term that he says the Republicans use to divide the country. Clark argues that any discussion of family values should include education, health care, and employment.
Because if you don't have a job, you can't support a family. And right now, we got 8.5 million people in this country out of work. And that's not a family value.
Willa Miners came into the breakfast leaning in Clark's direction. Afterwards, he said, the general's appearance had sealed the deal.
He is living leadership. You can sense that he's leadership. That's what we're looking for.
Ellen Zorowitz confessed she was mainly drawn to the breakfast by the presence of Clark's celebrity supporters, Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen. She says the actors look better in person than on TV. But Zorowitz is less confident that Clark can make the transition from military to civilian leadership.
I think people who haven't worked in politics are going to find it difficult to get through laws and bills that they need to pass. You know, he's a general. He gives orders.
North Carolina Senator John Edwards campaigned at a mall, a middle school, and a town hall today. Later tonight, Edwards visits a bowling alley where he'll try to pick up some spare voters. Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich campaigned in Nashua, and former Vermont Governor Howard Dean drew an overflow crowd to an inn on the seacoast. New Hampshire voters have chosen a different winner from Iowa in 4 of the last 5 competitive Democratic primaries. Dean says it's not too late for him to win on Tuesday.
New Hampshire has a great tradition of overturning what they did in Iowa, and we're going to take back this race for the people of the United States of America.
Dean is trailing Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, who got an assist today from some former hockey stars, including Ray Bourque and Cam Neely of the Boston Bruins. Kerry played in a celebrity hockey game in Manchester, calling it a fun break in a busy campaign schedule.
There's a lot of work to be done between now and Tuesday evening, and I hope everybody will go out of here with the energy to help us turn this country around and reclaim our democracy.
Kerry complained that he's out of shape after weeks on the campaign trail, but he gamely took to the ice wearing a blue University of New Hampshire jersey with the number 04. The senator even scored a goal, albeit against a defense that did not seem entirely committed. Susan Foster of Allenstown, New Hampshire, had a front row seat for the game. Foster admits she knows nothing about hockey, but she's a big fan of John Kerry.
His commitment to public service and his ability to know what America wants, how to get this country back on track for its people.
Kerry went on to score a second goal, but his team came up short in the end, losing 9-8. Kerry hopes to do better on Tuesday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.